You're listening to DraftKings Network.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Now's a good time to remember where the story of tequila started. In 1795, the first tequila distillery was opened by the Cuervo family. And 229 years later, Cuervo is still going strong. Family-owned from the start, same family, same land. Now's a good time to enjoy Cuervo, the tequila that invented tequila. Go to Cuervo.com to shop tequila or visit a store near you. Cuervo, now's a good time.
Trademarks owned by Becle, SAB, the CV. Copyright 2024, Proximo. Jersey City, New Jersey, please drink responsibly.
Everyone is talking about magnesium. It's all you hear about. But why? What do we know about magnesium? Well, magnesium is the number one mineral that 75% of Americans are deficient in. If you are a woman over 35, magnesium will help you rediscover balance, energy, and vitality. Magnesium supports more than 300 enzymatic reactions in your body, including those involved in hormonal balance. From functional medicine doctors to mental well-being and female hormone experts, we all know that magnesium is the one mineral to improve all aspects of well-being and health. But which one? Magnesium Breakthrough from Bioptimizers. The trusted choice recommended by leading experts with 7 best-absorbed forms of magnesium to ensure your body receives the support it needs for overall well-being. Go to bioptimizers.com/balance today and use code BALANCE10 for 10% off. Support your journey to wellness at bioptimizers.com/balance. Magnesium Breakthrough from Bioptimizers, your foundation to optimal health and vitality.
This is the Dan Le Batard Show with the Stugatz Podcast.
This is very exciting, Stugatz.
Yeah.
I don't know how many years it has been. You don't sound excited.
Well, I get Bujlika every year, I mean.
Okay, I've got to explain to people what it is you're talking about, because you just sound like you came down with something.
Defeated.
You came down with an illness. I get Bujlika every year.
It's that time of year
you
again.
You need to explain to people first.
Top shelf name.
That we are doing the spelling bee of NBA players right now. I get Bujlika every year. Sounds like either an STD or some sort of virus. Like, what's the matter with you?
I don't know why he gets so frustrated. Out of the two of you, you're the famous writer. You're going to be better at spelling things. But he seems to think that the game is always rigged against him.
He does seem to think that. And I am undefeated. That's not surprising. Not because I'm a great speller. Because he spells very poorly.
Yep.
I think there was a tie in there.
There was
a couple of double or nothings that he got at the death.
Yes. Well, that still makes me undefeated.
I mean, keep in mind, he was an English major.
You're 15-0-1. Yep.
Never lost. How do we start? I'm rusty. Do we start with Stugatz?
So I flipped the coin before the show.
Is my father the voice, incidentally? He's going to be here shortly. My father is going to make an appearance later in the show. He's got a lot for the national media. He is pissed off on behalf of Heat fans, but he's the voice of this again.
So we flipped the coin to see who would go first, and Dan goes first. Remember, these names are randomly drawn. You're going to hear the name first, and to help you spell the name, please ask for it in a sentence.
Five per person, as I recall.
Well, maybe not so much.
All right.
Keep in mind, we have two teams locally in the finals. We've never had a...
Oh, no. Yeah. So this is going to be hockey. Oh, no.
Let's get out of here.
I put in 40 names.
Just NBA
three of them
players.
Were hockey.
No. Okay.
So no. There's a good chance none of them get picked.
Okay. Fine. Let's start. Let's go ahead and start with me.
So who's first? I'm first.
Okay. Yes.
Dan's first. Wait. I have presently about 4 rounds. Okay. So here we go. Dan is up first. Name randomly drawn.
Mm-hmm.
Cody Seller.
Oh, go to hell.
What? That one's a tough
that
one.
Could be tough.
That could be,
Cody Seller.
C-O-D-Y.
Whoa.
I'm sorry.
I just explained the rules.
I know, I'm rusty.
It's fine.
Can I hear it in a sentence, please?
The next time somebody asks what makes Eric Spoelstra such a good coach, you tell them he made it to the NBA Finals with Cody Zeller.
My dad hit that
great
with
emphasis
with
on
his
the Zeller.
Chest. Yes, and a national broadcaster. CODYZELLER.
Cody Zeller. CODYZELLER. Cody Zeller.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Papa. You're still bringing it. It's your A game.
It sounds a very Cuban name, Coricele.
Si, Coricele. Oye, Coricele.
I've got it 1-0 right now. It's okay. Still very
I haven't
early.
Gone yet, of course.
Yeah. All right, so
go
randomly
ahead, give
drawn.
Me my first. Yep.
Here's Stugatz's name.
Bam Adebayo.
Go to hell.
Come
That's
on.
That's not He's been in the market forever.
Come on.
Would you like a sentence?
Yep, I would.
During the Eastern Conference Finals, I wanted to put out the missing persons report for Bam Adebayo. But I realized the Heat would have been better off if he was actually missing instead of playing in the Eastern Conference Finals.
Jeez.
Aggressive.
Yeah. He had a good game last night.
He did have a good game.
Did he?
Oh, well, he mentioned the Eastern Conference Finals.
Yeah.
That's not a good game.
I'm just saying, 25 points on 26 shots or whatever it was.
He was 1-for-9 in game 7.
No free throws.
We can't write anything down, correct? I mean,
game plan was just make him shoot.
You can do asked, it with your finger.
Should ask Adam
Not
Silver.
You can write it right now. Get Woj on that. Get one of the insiders on that.
You can see Dan still gurgling with rage that Adam Silver didn't make it's the weird. Media's job easy.
Do your job, insider!
Bam should have told us in the post game.
All right, so right now, presently, Stugatz is writing it down because
I'm not gonna get it.
He thinks this will help
how
us.
Is
how are you
hard?
Not going to get this? Is a really, I'd say that's a pretty even draw. Cody Zeller versus Bam Adebayo.
Sure.
For all your complaints.
B-A-M.
Yeah.
A-Y. I lost already.
Bam Adebayo.
Jesus.
B-A-M. A-D-E-B-A-Y-O. Bam Adebayo.
Okay, so it's 1-0. Uh-huh. Plenty of time for you to get back in this one.
Yeah, I know.
Give me another one, please. All randomly selected. And I feel like, I really do feel like when he said we got two teams in this, there's an NHL player is going to make an appearance here and it's going to be unfair.
I highly doubt it. There were 40 names put into the random name generator. Yeah.
Right.
And there were only three hockey names.
Give me mine, please, here.
Bruce Brown.
God.
Let me hear it in a sentence, please.
Why?
I'm pretty sure Bruce Brown regrets coming on the show last week.
Yeah. Yeah, probably.
Why? I told
does.
Him he had nice teeth.
You nice yes.
Teeth.
You really
he does have
he
nice
was hitting
teeth.
On him.
Also, I-Team investigation, we assumed it was Kyrie just because of Kyrie's history. Because Bruce Brown told us that the front office wanted him back in Brooklyn and that it was a player, he alluded to a player wanting him out. But there's like a weird love triangle if you follow internet rumors with Lana Rhodes
yes.
and Blake Griffin
yes.
and Kevin Durant and Bruce Brown, and all of them have Brooklyn Nets ties. So I'm just saying it might not have been Kyrie.
There was a lot of internet buzz.
Bruce and a list of good names there.
B-R-U-C-E.
It's mine.
Oh, wow.
You gave me a head start. I'll take all his and then B-R-O.
I got dibs on this one.
W-N.
Bruce Brown.
Can't come in and steal mine.
B-R-U-C-E. B-R-O-W-N. Bruce Brown.
Put it on the poll, please, Juju. Are you surprised in any way that Stugatz tried to steal in a spelling bee?
I gotta be honest, these have been pretty easy so far. So, Stugatz, I think we can read a trend here. Here is your name.
Okay.
Omer Gertsevin.
Oh, come on. Give it to me in a sentence.
You can do this, though. You can.
I can't.
You can.
I'll write it down.
Wait. The Miami Heat have a player named Omer Gertsevin.
Gertsevin.
They do.
I know.
It surprised Bobby.
I know they do.
Do you realize how Yurtsevin would have dominated the 1960s?
Do you realize how long it took me to record that with your dad?
It sounded like it. It sounded that was not easy.
Can I hear the sentence again, please?
A repeat request for the sentence.
Wait. The Miami Heat have a player named Omer Yurtsevin.
Okay.
They're going to have to throw him at Jokic at some point in this series.
Physically.
Instead of a chair.
Yes. Yes. It tried to try to actively injure him with the yurts of it.
O-M-E-R. On to the last name.
Thank you for the play-by-play.
YU.
Yeah.
RST. No. Yurts.
Well, you put the S before
Yurts, not Yurst.
Y-U-R-T-S. That's that. Listen, that's the way I had it written down here. Okay,
you're very close. You're there. You just
this need, is the furthest I've ever been on this name.
You need to jump over a little speed bump here, and you'll have it. You
the
can
idea
get
of
this
you
one.
Writing it down and
Y U R T S E V E N.
Oh,
that's how it's written here.
Omer Yurtsevin.
I lied, by the way.
O M E R Y U R T S E V E N. Omer Yurtsevin.
Got it.
Judges, we're gonna give it to him.
We are.
We're gonna. Let's give it to him.
Thank you.
You're on
the way I had it written down.
Yeah. All right.
Based on the way you had it written down.
Yep.
But I don't think there's an E between the S and the V. Doesn't matter.
Oh, Dan knows how to spell his name.
Ooh, okay.
Show off.
All right. Here is your word, Dan.
Jimmy Butler.
Oh, come on. Come on.
That's for you, right? Jimmy Butler.
No, this is for
Dan.
Oh, yeah, it is
lucky.
For me.
I'm getting lucky. I'm getting so lucky. I need to hear that in a sentence, please.
8 years ago, Jimmy Butler joined the show to promote cereal. Dan asked zero questions about cereal and five questions about being homeless as a teenager. Jimmy Butler has never been on the show again.
Oh, thanks.
That was an all-timer.
All true. He joined us on behalf of a homeless charity. I asked
it was cereal that was, cereal. Donating to unhoused. But back then you could say homeless. But either way, you offended him, and we've never had him back on.
That
How long
true.
Ago was that?
That was a long time ago.
Okay, because you had no idea he would turn into this. I mean,
I was driving to college.
That doesn't have anything to do with it.
It'd be nice to have him on
I
now.
I wasn't trying to be indecent to him. I was asking him about the question I asked Jimmy Butler, because this is a fairly amazing story. 13 years old.
Let's not do this. Try to spell it.
I was driving to college listening to that exact segment. I was like, why is Dan not asking him about cereal? I don't get it.
J-I-M-M-Y-B-U-T-L-X.
Jimmy Butler. H-I-M. Jimmy Butler.
Huh, Dan's wrong.
I got it
wow.
right.
Wow.
All right.
All right.
Oh, wow.
Now it is time for Stu Gatz. I think it's 1-1 right now. Or yeah, it's 1-1. So you've got a
no,
chance.
Got,
no, it's 2-1.
2-1, but yeah. An opportunity to
Unless
tie.
Unless you
right
want
here.
To give me Bruce Brown. I mean, I still
steal yeah. it from
you. He did
me,
lead yeah. you to right. it. All right, here is a randomly drawn name for Stu Gatz.
Kentavious Caldwell Pope.
Are you kidding me? Sentence, please.
Stu Gatz, just because you are losing the spelling bee, does not mean you're allowed to spell Contavious Caldwell Pope by just saying KCP.
Oh, wow. They have trapped you. That would have won. That would have been able to do it.
All right. KCP.
Oh, he did it.
Contavious Caldwell Pope. KENTAV. Oh, forget it. Just KCP.
Yeah!
Oh, wow, a stunner. Stu Gatz is right in the game right now. It is 2-2. And
this is a final round right here.
Let's go. Let's see what we have.
All the marbles.
This is important.
Jeff Green.
Oh, come on.
Oh, so fortunate.
That's for me.
What is the sentence? Jeff Green last night dunking. Big surprise to me. Let's see.
Dunks, though, he dunks.
Yes, he does. Yes. That's true. Let's see what we have here.
Wow. Jeff Green still in the league. That's cool.
It is.
That's cool.
It is. Absolutely, Poppy. J-E-F-F. And I'm actually not sure about this. G-R-E-E-N.
Jeff Green. J-E-F-F. G-R-E-E-N. Jeff Green.
Ooh. I was actually afraid there. I got scared because he's got me rattled. I thought there might be an E at the end of that.
Right.
All right. Well, Dan, you are ahead. And so right now, the best Stu Gatz can do is tie, which in my personal record book is a win.
No, I would say this should be a double money shot.
All right.
Double money
wow.
shot.
Double money shot. Mm-hmm. Some Hell people yeah. pay extra for that.
Money ball.
For the game.
Okay. Here it is. A big
double
one.
Double money shot.
Randomly drawn.
Jonathan Marchessault.
Can I hear it again?
Jonathan Marchessault.
That is, oh, that's a winger for the Vegas Golden Knights. We finally got a hockey name.
Yeah. Jonathan Marchessault.
Okay. I mean, come on. Sentence, please.
Dale Tallon gave away Jonathan Marchessault for nothing.
Bitter.
I mean,
can I spell Dale Tallon?
It was real strong hockey analysis from my father. Also accurate.
There's no way you can spell Dale Tallon.
I think I can.
I don't know. I have my doubts.
D-A-L-E-T-A-L-L-O-N.
All right, that's right, but that's not your name.
Yes!
What? No, that's not your name. Jonathan Marchessault is.
Okay. J-O-N-A-T-H-A-N.
You know how to spell your name. Good.
I got to hear it again one more time.
Jonathan Marchessault.
Do you realize how ridiculous it is to have my father's accent? I have no idea how
he says it better than I say it. He nailed it.
Marchessaux.
Jonathan Marchessault. Jonathan Marchessault. Jonathan
Marchessault. You gave it a run, though. You gave it a run.
I'm sorry, Stugatz. Another loss. The semi-annual spelling bee.
Hey everybody, it's Mike, and typically I record these Miller Lite spots in the studio, but I requested that I specifically record this one from my home office because I got a window, and I'm looking outside at those beautiful fishtail palms, knowing that in just a few seconds, I'm going to go out there, I'm going to crack open a can of Miller Lite, because while sitting outside by my fishtail palms is usually a good time, I like to take it up a notch and make it a Miller time. That's right, you crack that puppy open, and you don't have to think about what you're drinking for a darn second. A lot has changed over the years, including my backyard. Lots of landscaping being done right now. But the one thing that hasn't changed is the undebatable quality of Miller Lite. You don't have to choose what quality is the best. Miller Lite has great taste, and it's less filling. Tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Dan, or you can find it pretty much anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces, fewer calories and carbs than premium regular beer.
Don Lebatard.
The alley has a bad reputation in general,
it
right?
Does. It does.
Throughout American history.
Yeah. But on South Beach, someone's always just sitting somewhere smoking a cigarette. You can't go down an alley around here and not see someone sitting there smoking a cigarette.
It retains a pulsating heat from the night before.
You walk by some liquid that you're like, is that water? It didn't rain last night. That's definitely not water.
Avoid the liquid. Always avoid the liquids in an alley.
Stugatz.
I venture a guess that if you were to rake your tongue on the asphalt of an alley, you would die immediately.
Wow. I don't think it would be immediately, though. First, you'd contract very quickly right before death several sexual diseases, and then you would die.
This is the Don Lebatard Show with the Stugatz.
I strongly urge you, if you care about all of this stupidity that we're doing around here, way too much about basketball, that you should find on the Lebatard and Friends Network, wherever it is that Tom Haberstroh and Amin El-Hassan are making content for us, because Basketball Illuminati is something that is informative, and their basketball analysis is smarter than most I see anywhere, and it's also, on top of that, entertaining. And you see a whole lot of people everywhere breaking out. Stephen A. Smith is now doing a simulcast with the game. Amin and Haberstroh and Renee and Kate, there are basketball knowledge stars. We are very strong with some expertise around here, and their post-game show is out today. You should listen if you want to get smarter about basketball. They do it with Zach Harper as well. A couple of others, right? Because Charlotte Wilder was on today.
Yeah, and Mo was helping out too. And
her analysis was better than anyone when she just said Denver has the bigger boys.
That was kind of my main takeaway watching too, yeah. Make sure to check out our YouTube page and subscribe. YouTube.com/Lebatard Show. Very easy to find, just like all our social handles. If that's too confusing for you, just simply Google YouTube Lebatard. It'll take you right there. Subscribe to it. Click the live tab, by the way, if you want to watch the post game from last night, because as you mentioned, Amin was running stairs and it was live, and all that entails when it comes to Amin. You never know with Amin. There could be open tabs of pornography with Amin Al-Hassan when there's a live post game.
Amin's body is also falling apart, though, right?
He's actually getting in much better shape because he's visiting the Iron Temple over here. He's on that liquid collagen. Like, Amin's looking good. The hairline's coming back a little bit, too, from our guy.
I was just told that he's struggling with some of the running, that running exercises. He looks a little awkward that his back. I know he had to stand up for half the show last time he was here because he's too old to be flying cross country every week.
That's the thing, man. You fly 5 hours from Phoenix to Miami twice a week.
Yep.
That's terrible.
He's sore because he's hitting the Iron Temple, guys. Nah. He'd never lifted before, but he's been blessed by the IT.
You keep telling me not to fly, that it's, you know, like it's killing me. Like it's bad on my body. Like is there something factual behind that? Like flying is bad as you get older?
No, it's just that your body is deteriorating. Mm-hmm. We've been concerned about you in general.
How do you get to places?
I mean it's a lot of sleepless nights and less rest for your body as you're trying to wake up early to make the show and make certain flights and it's beating you up and you're not
so in that vein
not
though
comfortable.
And weed.
In that vein though, drinks. Because we make a lot of fun of Stugatz,
Gummies.
But he is flying all over the place. God knows what you do at the Dead concerts. Like, it can't just be that.
Let's just keep it between me and God, all right?
You have been flying a lot, and in the middle of that, something that we did not celebrate enough, and I urge you again, stupidity. Stugatz gets to rejoice with a champion coach who has coached his daughter during a very special emotional year, that Stugatz has done some cool things in support of Rachel, flying all over the place to support Northwestern lacrosse. And this last weekend was a champion weekend for you, and it was emotional for you. And I saw a picture that was moving. It was genuinely moving of you hugging Rachel because she won a championship, because you've invested so much in her and lacrosse as a teaching tool for helping a high school girl get stronger and have more confidence, because sports can do that for people.
Yeah, it was what made that moment really great was, for the first time, it was just me being natural. Like, I didn't realize people were taking pictures. I had no idea. I didn't care that people...
For the first time...
I'm always playing to the cameras, playing for the video, you know? But this was just a raw moment between me and my daughter. It was a special weekend. It was amazing to be able to witness that with my other daughter, with Abby, with my dad.
Is that what you call her, other daughter?
Other daughter.
With Emma, yeah.
Non-champion.
This has to be the summer of Emma, Stugatz.
It is the summer of Emma.
We got to get a couple cars or something. Emma's got to...
I'm working on it.
Yeah.
No, I mean, we owe her big time. We really do.
Every week. With
just some time. Yeah. Some time. She's like, Dad, just some time.
But you're chasing the trophies, though. You love...
Well, we got a trophy, so... she's a national champion, and
I can't believe you said other daughter.
Yeah, that's a bad start to the summer of Emma.
Emma's good. No one has handled this better than Emma.
You should just start showing up at her college and just like
June
watching
2nd.
Her do whatever she does.
I know, but it's upstate New York.
It's June 2nd. Summer of Emma is off to a terrible start.
Also, Summer of Emma is filled with dead shows.
Summer of Emma, I just sent it to Chicago with like four of her friends. I mean, I paid for everything. What do you want me to do? It's her summer.
Maybe pay for yourself to go with her?
No, I need to stop flying.
Yeah, you do. Yeah, because it's killing you.
Well,
Catch-22. It's the summer of John Mayer.
But, Dan, I wanted to go to all the games. Even though Rachel didn't play that much as a freshman, I wanted her to know that she was not alone. I wanted to stand there. I wanted to support her. I don't want to just go to the games when she starts playing, which hopefully will be next year. I wanted her to know that Dad is with her through the good times, through the bad times, and also angling for a spot on the staff. I mean, that's what I really wanted.
Well, Rachel, to know. On Stupidity, you asked the coach to send you a ring.
Well, I deserve one. I went to every game, including that dreaded Marquette game. I mean, I spent time at Kenosha.
Yeah. The Kenosha Kickers.
Should we interview the coach to celebrate the lacrosse championship and just ask her how many things Stugatz has actually asked for from her?
Oh, Billy did.
I asked her how many things he has been trying to push and ask. And she had a great answer, which was, I just have him talk to my husband.
Right, or I go through her husband, who's a good friend. But Billy is the star of that interview. He is.
Good friend.
He became a good friend along the way, you know? I mean... angling for spot of the staff, like, Chris. Keep your eye on the prize.
I'm only like 60% sure you know his name.
Stupidity is where
Jason's a great guy. I mean,
stupidity is where you can find the podcast.
Learning it's not Jason.
Coach. I mean,
yeah, coach. Coach works.
He's not a coach.
They're both coaches.
He's a coach.
He's a coach. He's a coach. Too, he's the associate head coach.
Wow, what a complicated dynamic.
Nothing wrong
with
that.
Well, we talk about it on the podcast. About that too. Yeah, Billy asked if her husband was ever on the hot seat.
Billy, seriously, though, you love Stugatz. And
I love you too,
Bill. And Stugatz lacrosse. God, we've heard so much about how he dominated Clark. He's got all the records.
His name's Scott.
That's unfortunate.
Middle name.
Boy.
Middle name is Jason.
Scotty Jason Hiller. That's right. I forgot. Always get those two confused.
Billy, he loves lacrosse, and his daughter is a champion at lacrosse, and he gave you an authentic moment, a photograph, hugging his daughter. Weren't you guys so many daughters in that other room? Weren't any of you moved by an authentic sausage fingers moment of Stugatz being a champion, grifting his way to the top of sports because his daughter's amazing?
I was invested. I watched it. Izzy was great that game. Maddie Taylor.
Yeah.
It's a great court.
I watched the entire game on mute, but I watched the entire game. I was looking for number one on the sidelines, and I was super happy for Rachel. Tears did swell to my eyes once that final whistle blew, just because I knew, oh, thank God lacrosse season is over.
Same here.
I saw that picture, and yeah, I mean, we all have girls here. We're a room full of producers. No one can produce a boy, but we all have daughters, and that I saw kind of my future in there. Hopefully not too much like what Stugatz looked like, but
right.
it was moving.
I felt your love. I felt your support. I felt it from Billy. I felt it from Chris, Mike, Dan, Tony, everyone on the show. Jess, it was Roy. It was fantastic, and we appreciate it. I hope all of you have an opportunity to see your daughter that happy at some point. Like, just true bliss. It was amazing to witness. And so it's been a fun year. I'm glad it's over. I don't have to travel anymore, but the dad is coming up soon.
How will the tone change if she doesn't start playing, though, next year?
I put the coach on the hot seat. I texted him. I go, this coach should be fired. Like, why is your coach not been playing your daughter? You're only 12 right now.
There's a summer season, isn't there?
I know, but Billy assured her that he has his eye on the situation, okay? And I appreciate that, Billy. Thank you. What friends do.
What
for
does
each
that
other.
Mean?
Bill's keeping an eye on it. That's all. I mean, Billy wanted her in the championship game, and I told her she played in the national semifinal game, and that was enough for me. I was good with that. I'm lying.
Madison Taylor getting all these minutes. Jeez.
And she's a freshman.
It was a blowout, though.
Yeah.
It was a blowout.
Could have snuck her in.
She's been consistent all season with that. I mean,
well, it turns out that last year the coach blew a 9-point lead in the fourth.
To North Carolina.
So they didn't want to repeat that again. Yeah.
To Carolina.
Yeah. Stupidity.
Texting privacy policy and terms and conditions posted at textplan.us. Texting enrolls for recurring automated text marketing messages. Message and data rates may apply. Reply stopped, opt out. Individual results may vary. Consult a doctor prior to use.
You've lost so much weight. How'd you do it?
I got medical treatment for weight loss through Zelty and lost 50 pounds. I struggled for the longest time, but Zelty makes it easy and affordable to get weight loss treatment 100% online. Zelty providers can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications clinically shown to help people lose weight, like Wegovy, Zepbound, and others.
I've heard those medications can help you lose weight, but aren't they expensive?
Zelty can help get the medication covered by insurance, so it's as little as $0 a month.
What if you don't have insurance?
No problem. Zelty may be able to help you get other GLP-1 medications for 80 to 90% off the price of name brand medications.
I'm ready to start losing weight. How do I get started with Zelty?
Just text.
Text SUNNY to 200-300 to get started today with Zelty and see if weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound are right for you. Don't wait. Text now for a link to your exclusive offer. Text SUNNY to 200-300. That's SUNNY to 200-300. SUNNY to 200-300.
Don Levitard.
Again, started on the breakfast flan.
Oh, man. I've been singing a song to myself all morning long. Breakfast flan.
Stugatz.
Have you never heard the breakfast flan song?
No, hit me with it.
Okay. I wish I had some breakfast flan. Breakfast flan. Where can I find a breakfast like that?
This is the Don Levitard Show with the Stugatz.
Stugatz, I got caught last night by the internet in a real compromising position. This, I mean, that's a terrible way to start a thought. Like, none of us, right? If you're in your social media a lot, or if you're addicted to it, none of us want to be in the portal of shame where the internet catches you, gotcha on something.
Mm-hmm.
But it happened last night at the Nuggets game. It's the game one of the finals, and a lot of people saw it. And it's just because the cameras flashed through, and you could see here that I was at the Nuggets game, clearly in disguise, trying to camouflage myself, trying to camouflage a secret allegiance that I have. I was there.
Oh, that's embarrassing.
You did the Joker bit, Dan? Joker thing? Come on.
It's just this Tatum ankle sprain way too far.
No, I'll tell you where I am with this, though. I was rooting for, and they caught me, I was rooting for the Nuggets because, and you guys get mad at me every time I say this, I want maximum fear around here. Mm-hmm. I don't want them to just have it be easy. It's more special if you're afraid and there's losing involved. I want the story. I want the content.
I don't think I'll ever arrive at fear with the Nuggets. I don't know why. I mean, they seem like such a nice team. I mean,
did the announcer say who wants empanadas? Because you're like raising your hand inexplicably in this photo.
What do you mean inexplicably? I was happy. I was
because
joyous.
They asked who wants empanadas.
Was it like a gun? They were shooting him out of a gun?
It's inexplicably. I would like one.
Valerie does like doing costumes and makeup. I can now come clean. I am indeed a furry. That line was in your headset, Stugatz. I heard it from Billy. Your headsets are that loud.
I know, but you said it first. I mean,
I
slow down.
Am here for what I'm about to read to you. This sentence.
Please tell me it's the starting line for the Florida Panthers. Let's go. SC1.
It'd be weird if you weren't here to read it.
Yeah.
Shannon Sharp liked a tweet that calls Skip Bayless a piece of shit.
POS.
This would be the most honest argument stuff that they've done instead of the wrestling characters that they are on television for entertainment, and it pays. There are ratings in just arguing two guys about sports, and that's what they did, and they did it well. It was not unlike what Skip Bayless and Stephen A. Smith did, and now they've broken up, Stugatz, because these pairings are hard to keep right, and there are some places where Shannon Sharp felt like his dignity was trampled in what it is he had to do to go opposite that guy and peddle some of the shit that they were peddling. And you know, people wondered, and I don't know what the backstory is here, because it seems like one of the bad moments, really bad, publicly and privately, I would imagine, if what you've done here is made Shannon Sharp feel like you've disrespected his humanity, when Shannon Sharp's been really good at a lot of things for a long time, excellent. And getting to where he's gotten from where he's gotten has been hard, like super hard, not just because of the industry, because like read about what he and his brother talk about where they came from.
Right.
And how impossible it is that he's climbed to the top of this in his 50s, looks like a beast, wants to fight the Grizzlies.
But he's bulging out of his suit.
I mean,
right now.
He's just a beast.
But I also think there's probably a part of Shannon, like, hey, I did this thing. I helped build my media career. I could survive without Skip anymore. It's not worth the headache. I'm going to move on and do this thing on my own, because he probably can, right?
Yes, but he can do that without liking tweets that call Skip Bayless a piece of shit, unless there's some stuff there that isn't gratitude.
I mean, I don't have the sound on, but Shannon's going to be there throughout the finals. They look like they're fine and have.
Fist bump yesterday was bad.
They had a really bad fist bump yesterday.
Really?
It didn't even touch.
What was it?
They both reached in and just never touched and then just kept it going.
It is a long table.
It is a long debate desk.
But they pretended that they did.
But did they try harder after the original not touching? Did they come back, try it again? Nothing? They just kept moving?
They just kept it going.
They kept
it.
Okay. Yeah, they don't like each other.
I'm looking at it right here. There's no contact on this fist bump.
Yeah, it's over.
Yeah.
Well, no, it is.
Well, it
over.
Is
we
over.
Know that.
Yeah, but it's official. Everything's over. Yeah.
Stugatz just went to
sports
the cliche,
media, it's over.
The cliche of it's over.
It's over.
When the reported a day ago, the buyout reported that it was over.
It went to the air, and it's I think acknowledged that it's over.
Yeah.
And it was a hell of a run.
It was. It was. And Skip did elevate Shannon. Shannon became more of a media star, now media mogul. And I think this is probably the right move for his career. I actually think Shannon gave Skip some social media currency that maybe he wouldn't have had. Because when you think about what's gone viral from that show, it's more Shannon.
Oh, Mike, but I do think that one of the fascinating things about these guys are symbols, okay? Stugatz, Stephen A. and Skip Bayless are at the top of the mountain as whatever's happened to sports coverage. Debate, 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 argue, argue, yell, yell. Skip Bayless has had two monster runs. Hard to recreate what he recreated. He's a beast. He's an argument and a take beast. Like, he eats three meals a day. They're always the same. And exercises 3 hours a day. Crazy. And does takes the rest of the time. And devotes himself to nothing else. Because it's hard to stay relevant in that game. And he's 70. But now, I could make the argument and would make the argument. Skip needs Shannon right now more than Shannon needs Skip, because it's going to be hard to replace Shannon Sharp on that show. Go ahead. Good luck finding whoever it is that you're going to put opposite all of what that represents.
Speaking of that, who is going to replace him? I mean, just out of curiosity, any ideas?
Should Stugatz?
I'll get yelled at by Skip. I mean,
should
we apply?
Should we figure out a way to make a public plea to get Stugatz to his next great grift? Stugatz has always had wandering eyes. Stugatz has been wanting.
Yet I stay right here, Dad.
I know. Yeah, yeah. But you've always had wandering eyes. You've brought some other people into our bedroom, like the Golics. But you've had wandering eyes.
I mean, you've brought several in as well. I mean,
that's true.
Bomani.
That's true. Yes, fair enough. How would that go, Bomani against Skip Bayless?
That'd be good. I mean, Skip wouldn't stand a chance, but it'd be good. It'd be fun to see. People would like that because Bomani won't back down, and Bomani will like absolutely shred him.
But you have to get along.
Do you?
I don't think you do. It's pretty clear that they haven't gotten along for a little bit. And you mentioned some of the moments where maybe the relationship went sideways. Publicly, we know that they had the DeMar Hamlin thing. That really fired Shannon up. I saw this clip of a Skip diminishing Shannon Sharp's achievements and him trying to embarrass him by saying he's not as great as Tom Brady, the greatest quarterback. Sharp's arguably, I mean, prior to this generation, was the greatest tight end of all time. And he's Skip Bayless. Like, what exactly are you doing? And he's just insulting and living the bit, living the gimmick. So I imagine it gets tiring, especially when you're becoming the bigger star. Shannon's star has eclipsed Skip in just the media realm. It's long been bigger.
He's not as great as Tom Brady, though.
But he's not a schlub. Like, he's a top five at the position of all time. Right. Like, if there's a gathering of greatest to ever do it at their specific positions, Shannon Sharp gets an invite to the gala.
But that's not an insult saying you're not as good as Tom Brady.
Oh, the way that he was doing
not
it.
Not Dalton Schultz.
Skip Bayless found a way to make it insulting.
Dalton Schultz.
The Cowboys tight end?
No, he's a Texan now.
He's a good tight end.
Get out of here.
He's a Texan now.
I know he's a good tight end. He's not Shannon Sharp.
He's good, but I don't know.
That would be insulting.
That's one fewer weapon for Dak Prescott. Your thoughts on that contract?
You're right, yeah.
Insulting would be to say, and you'd be accurate in saying the insult, that all of today's tight ends are bigger physically and stronger than Shannon Sharp.
Yeah, but Shannon Sharp,
even though Shannon Sharp revolutionized the position, he was the first.
Shannon Sharp could play today and be like right there with Kelce.
He was the first of those, a tight end could be a wide receiver and totally unstoppable, knew he was great, and was Draymond Green. Like, was clear that he was going to have a broadcasting career because he was a trash talker. It's been amazing to watch his rise. I believe also he had to overcome, like, stuttering problems. I believe I have this right. And, like, just talking in front of people, like, confidently. And look at what he's become. And I wonder if I ask the audience now, if you liked that show in whatever incarnations that Bayless did it in, who do you put opposite him right now that you'd want to watch it the same way? Because you are hanging on to a 70-year-old star. Ooh. Like Skip Bayless is 70, dude. Like, it's Kornheiser and Wilbon are still doing it, but the game is here. Shannon Sharp is here to play a different game. Pat McAfee is here to play a different game. There's a different game being played right now. ESPN is slashing costs. There are going to be fewer and fewer of these jobs.
Yeah, but the same game is also still being played. There, I imagine Skip will make it work for the remaining term of his contract. I understand that there are people doing different things. You highlighted a few of them. But if you look at daytime sports television, it's that. It's debate television. Like, that's what works. That's what appeals to the audience in that day part.
I wish Amin were here to do his Emmanuel Acho.
That might be the guy. That might be the guy.
Really?
Yeah, it might be. You, Fox in-house options. It's going to be Emmanuel Acho, Chris Broussard, the usual cast of characters.
You guys, it feels like you guys underestimate to me. What would I know? But I really do feel you're underestimating. Who wants to work with someone every day, next to someone every day that they don't like so much that they would, on their way out the door, say Shannon Sharpe, they would like a tweet?
I've done it.
Yeah, your laugh kind of gave that one away.
I love you.
It'll elevate whoever goes next to him because it elevated Shannon. And I understand, like, Shannon was this huge star, but Shannon had flamed out at a couple places. His media career got off to a slow start. And this format, this debate format, allowed Shannon to show off that personality that he had when he was a player. Like, for better or worse, for however annoyed he may personally be at Skip Bayless, his SAR did allow for a format that allowed Shannon Sharpe to shine and finally fulfill his promise.
Me and Billy were talking about this. When's it going to be enough for Skip? When is he just going to be like, you know what?
Never.
I'm good.
Never.
When did we have that conversation?
Yeah, 2 days ago when you said, oh, they're breaking up. And I was like, when's it going to be enough? And you're like, ah, yeah.
No, Skip Bayless, put it on the poll, please, Juju, at Lebatard Show. Will Skip Bayless be doing the Stairmaster in Hell?
Say hi to our Bryles.
Perpetually doing the Stairmaster.
We were no partner.
Oh, now he remembers, Dan. He couldn't help me 30 seconds ago, but now he remembers.
What an unnecessary correction from Billy.
This is where you exist. When you are in the hellscape that is Billy Gill among demons and Art Bryles, this is what it is.
That's supposed to be.
You play defense against everyone and everything.
Defense wins championship.
Go to hell!
Defense wins championships.
Hey everybody, it's Mike, and typically I record these Miller Lite spots in the studio, but I requested that I specifically record this one from my home office because I got a window, and I'm looking outside at those beautiful fishtail palms, knowing that in just a few seconds, I'm going to go out there, I'm going to crack open a can of Miller Lite, because while sitting outside by my fishtail palms is usually a good time, I like to take it up a notch and make it a Miller time. That's right, you crack that puppy open, and you don't have to think about what you're drinking for a darn second. A lot has changed over the years, including my backyard. Lots of landscaping being done right now. But the one thing that hasn't changed is the undebatable quality of Miller Lite. You don't have to choose what quality is the best. Miller Lite has great taste, and it's less filling. Tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Dan, or you can find it pretty much anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces, fewer calories and carbs than premium regular beer.